Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Gimel on Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Again, what the Gemara is focusing on is trying to understand Pshat in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is clearly speaking about meat, and the Mishnah is speaking about a situation where, under certain circumstances, because there was no blood that came out during the Shechita, that's why there's no concern of Tumah. But had there been blood, there would be concern of Tumah. And the Gemara's question is that if we're speaking about Chulin, meat Chulin, why would there be Tumah in that situation? And the Gemara has attempted to give different explanation in understanding our Mishnah. As we're going to be learning extensively in our coming Shiurim, there's a concept of something that's done al tara shel truma. That means you have chulin food, which should be treated like chulin food, but because there were people who did not want to confuse and come to eat chulin food in a way that if you ate truma food that way, you would have a problem with tuma. So they ate their chulin food as if it was truma. And then there were people that were careful to eat their truma food, their regular food, to eat it like it was kachin. That's the first case is called a taras truma, because again, they were concerned that they should not come to eat truma improperly. So they became, so in order to accustom themselves to do it right, they always ate al taras truma. And the second case, in order that they shouldn't come to make a mistake when they ate kachim, they always ate something al taras kachim. After these words of introductions, says the Gemara, Amar Elazar, Amar Abayishia, our Mishnah is speaking about a case that the meat that was going to become subject to tumah had it gotten wet. We're speaking about chulin, but speaking about somebody who treats chulin shanasa taras kodesh skinin, treats truma that like it was kodesh. So as we speak, said that when we speak to we speak about kodesh, it could get up to the degree of a reveal of tuma, and since it could get up to a degree of reveal of tuma, so here in our Mishnah, even though we're speaking about chulin, but given that this person is treating his chulin food like it was kodesh, therefore, if it would be mukshel kabel tuma, it would become tameh. And then he also comments, the loy kerbel azar Yeshua, following this approach is not consistent, as we will see extensively in our shiur today, is not consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Shua. By Rabbi Shua, according to Rabbi Shua, our Mishnah would not be work. It says Mother Tana, the Mishnah Masechta the Teres teaches us. The halacha is that midaraisa, a person cannot become tameh unless he comes in contact with Ava Tuma. If he comes in contact with anything lower than Ava Tuma, for example, a Rishon L'Tumah, he would not be tameh. Chazal, however, said, if somebody ate a food which is tameh, or he drank a beverage that's tameh, even though they're not on the degree of an Ava Tumah, the aloch is that that person will become tameh. The concept, the rule that this person will become tameh is called psul gavia, that his body becomes tameh. As we're going to see in our shiur, how much food that's tameh, the Gemara is going to soon describe exactly how this tumah works. But the first question we have to discuss is how much food, tameh food, does he have to eat to make this tameh, to have this tumas gavia? And the halacha is he has to eat a chatzi kikar, a half of a standard loaf of wheat bread in the amount of time of Kedaya Achilas Pras. The reason Chazal made this gezeira, because Chazal were concerned that people are going to make the mistake that just like if food enters my body, that's tamei, it won't make me tamei. I won't become tamei if I touch food. In order to avoid that type of a mistake, Chazal would say that they were concerned that you may eat truma while you have tamei food in your mouth still. And now the food in your mouth, the truma is touching tamei food, so it certainly becomes tamei. And people are going to say, well, if I eat tamei food and the food is in my stomach, and then the truma is in my stomach and they touch each other, so the same, it should not be, if it's not a problem then, it's not a problem, it's in my mouth. But actually, that is not the case. And because that is not the case, HaChazal made a rule, as we're about to learn, Rabbi Elazar Omer teaches us, Rabbi Elazar Oichel Oichel Rishon, if somebody eats a food which is a Rishon L'tumah, the person becomes a Rishon L'tumah. He becomes a Gzer Rishon L'tumah, as we just said, that Chazal were concerned, because maybe someone's going to eat food which is Tamei, and while that Tamei food is in his mouth, he's going to put in liquids of Truma that will become Tamei from that, that would come out that food. The question, of course, is that normally, and that we're going to be discussing, normally when you eat, the Tumah works that you always go down a level. So if you're eating a food that's a Rishon and it comes in contact, the halacha is that the person should become a Sheni L'tumah. Yet here we're learning that the halacha is that the person who eats a Rishon L'tumah, the halacha considers him as a Rishon L'tumah. As the reason is, as we're going to learn in our Shir today, is because by a Sheni L'tumah, there's a reason for make this rule. So since by Sheni L'tumah, there's a reason and it makes sense to say he's a Rishon L'tumah, so in order to keep things consistent, they said that if I all tumas, the tumah that you eat, that you become the same degree of tumah as it was. In other words, Tosfos is saying, since by Sheni L'tumah, as we're going to learn, it has to be that way, that somebody eats a Sheni L'tumah will become a Sheni L'tumah. So in order to remain consistent, they said by any type of tumah you eat, you become tumah on the level of the tumah that you ate. And therefore, again, says Rabbi Elazar, if somebody eats an Oichel Rishon, if he eats some a food which is a Rishon L'tumah, then the halacha is he becomes a Rishon L'tumah. If somebody eats a food which is a Sheni, he becomes a Sheni. When somebody eats a Shlishi, he becomes in the category of a Shlishi L'tumah. And again, the Rishonim point out that many of the concerns that we have by Rishon and a Sheni don't apply by a Shlishi. Again, for purposes of consistency, they kept the rule that whatever tumah you eat, you become that level. Rabbi Shua Aimer says, Rabbi Shua, Ha'ichal Eichel Rishon, if somebody eats a food which is a Rishon, he says, he goes down to a step, Ha'ichal Eichel Rishon, or somebody eats a food which is a Sheni, in both cases, he becomes a Sheni L'tumah. But if somebody eats a food which is a Shlishi L'tumah, as far as Kodesh is concerned, it's considered as if he is, as if he's a Sheni, and therefore if he touches it, he'll make it a Shlishi. Ain Sheni L'tumah. But as far as Truma is concerned, he's not considered a Sheni L'tumah. Yeshua's explanation why he differentiates between Truma and Kachin will become clear. Bechul and Shanasa terms Truma. Where is this halacha said? By somebody eats chulin al taras truma, that the halacha is that these chulin, as we've said, this person, because he wants to be careful, treats the chulin like truma, And because he treats the chulin like truma, then the halach is that if a sheni l'tuma touches them, they become a shlishi l'tuma. But makes the Gemara the observation. Rav Yeshua said that this new chumrah that we're learning is only said by taras truma in, only by somebody who's being makbid, careful that he's eating chulin or taras truma. But an individual that's eating truma or taras kodesh, loy. Why? Because the Ksavar, Rav Yeshua's opinion is chulin shenas or taras kodesh, less bushlishi. The halacha is that there's nobody, people were not normally makbid, careful, to eat truma or taras kodesh. It was not something that the people who ate kodesh are not that many, and therefore to make further gezeiros and further rules for individuals that eat al taras hakodesh, they didn't make rules for them, and therefore our Mishnah could already not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, because our Mishnah, as we proved in the previous year, is talking about meat. Meat that's chulin, and if we want to say that we're talking about meat that was done on taras hakodesh, but we just finished learning that it's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that we don't make any special chumras by chulin on taras hakodesh. The only way we could explain the Mishnah, we're going to have to explain that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, that he doesn't differentiate b'chulin shenas al taras truma. And therefore, our Mishnah is speaking about Tchulin Shenasu Ataris HaKadosh, according to Rabbi Elazar's opinion. But the Rashba makes a point. The Mishnah, the Gemara just said that it's not following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And by deduction, by saying it's not following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, we have to say that it's talking, going according to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. But the Gemara did not want to explicitly say that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer, Shemutihu, Rabbi Lezer was from Talmidei Shammai, and therefore they want to say explicitly that our Mishnah is following his opinion. Another reason is that the Mishnah, the Rabbi Lezer, never explicitly said that he says his din, even by Chulin Shanas Taras HaKadosh. We're extrapolating that that's his opinion. But since he never said it explicitly, the Gemara did not want to say that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to explain that the Mishnah speaking about Chulin Shanas Taras HaKadosh and say there be sure doesn't subscribe or doesn't really make Zeris for Chulin Taras HaKadosh? For Lukma, why don't we just explain that the Mishnah is speaking about Chulin Shenasa al Taras HaTruma, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, by Chulin that's made al Taras HaTruma, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that there's room for Gzeira. And now we'll be able to explain that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Answers the Gemara Lo Yisal Kedatach. It's difficult to explain that the Mishnah is talking about Chulin Shenasa al Taras HaTruma. The Ktani Basar. The Mishnah, as we said, is talking about meat. And says the Gemara, if we're talking about truma, basa mi'ika, we don't give truma from meat. We give truma from produce, from grain, from peiros. And you can't, the only time you could say that I want to treat a certain piece of meat like it's truma is only by something which could potentially be truma. Meat that can never be truma can't be treated, says the Gemara, like chulin shenasa taras truma. Because the whole reason, as we began our shiur today, we treat chulin shenasa taras truma. There's a concept of chulin shenasa taras truma, is that there were individuals who would eat truma, and they didn't want to be confused between the truma that they didn't want to be confused between the truma that they ate and the chulin that they ate, treating them differently. And therefore, they accepted upon themselves that even the chulin that they will eat ataras truma and not come to treat them improperly. But nobody's going to treat meat and say, well, if I eat the meat, I may come this way. I may come to eat the truma that way. Meat is meat, and meat can never be truma. Elamai, says the Gemara. So we have to explain the Mishnah, because we're saying that the Mishnah is talking about meat, and that the Mishnah is talking about chulin. It's talking about kachim. Therefore, he's treating the meat, the regular meat, like taras hakodesh. But ask the Gemara, the Mishnah said that we're speaking about chaya v'oif. It's speaking about chaya. Now, we know, we said many times, that the halacha is you can never bring a carbon from a chaya. So if that's the case, and our Mishnah is talking about a chaya. So if we're saying that there's a concept of chulin shenasa taras hakodesh in our Mishnah, but by chaya, says the Gemara, there should never be a case of chulin shenasa taras hakodesh, because we can never bring a carbon from, we can never bring a carbon from chaya meat. Answers the Gemara, basa babasa michlev. Chaya meat and behema meat, even though correct, we can never end up having a case of chaya meat that's kodesh, but there is, you could have confusion between chaya meat and behema meat. And therefore, even by chaya, there are people that eat it, the chaya meat, ataras hakodesh, for the reasons we've been giving in our shir, not to come to any mistake. But there's there's no place or reason to be concerned that you're going to get confused between produce or peiros and meat. They're very, very different. So here we're learning that chaya meat and regular meat are easily confused. I saw that the Paiskim discuss that the minig is, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not just the minig, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that when one buys meat for Pesach, he should never say, bosses le Pesach. He never say that I'm designating this meat for Pesach, because it looks like you're designating meat for coming Pesach, and we unfortunately live in a world that there's no Pesach. And the question is, okay, if somebody's buying beef, then we could understand that there could be confusion and somebody would think that you're using that meat for Korban Pesach. But what about if you're buying fish? Or what about if you're buying chaya meat, which are the type of meats, which are the type of food that cannot be used for Korban Pesach? Would it be a problem of calling it bosses, of saying bosses le Pesach? And the Paiskim say, based on our Gemara, that we're learning in our Gemara that people get confused between regular meat and chaya meat and bird meat, because they're all in the family of meat. And therefore, the halacha is that one should not say on any type of meat, just like we're not saying on behema meat, the Shulchan Aruch says we shouldn't say it's for Pesach. On any type of meat, we shouldn't. And this is the same issue I saw. We're going to learn later in our Masechta what the halacha is about eating meat after dairy. We know if one eats meat, then he has to wait 6 hours or 3 hours, whatever your minig is, to be able to eat dairy. It's much more lenient when you eat dairy to be able to eat meat. What halacha is, you have to have kinuach. The halacha tells you have to wash your hands, and adokha, you have to wash your mouth. And the question is, does that halacha apply by bird meat as well? Because as we're going to learn, in general, when we speak about the concept of basa b'cholov, it's much lenient, it's much less severe by bird meat than by animal meat. And therefore, the halachas about eating dairy after meat that come up, are they the same by poultry as they are by meat? And the Paiskim say, after we just learned our Gemara, that by different types of meat, there's room for confusion. That's why all meat should be treated the same. And after eating poultry, we should treat it the same way as if we had just eaten regular meat. Says the Gemara, Amaula, Chavrayan Amrin, our colleagues taught us that our Mishnah is talking about Chulin Shanasa Ataras Akkadish, the like Rabbi Shua. The Gemara did not want to say that, our colleague, he didn't want to say that it's like Rabbi Shua, not like Rabbi Shua, because who was he speaking, who was the Chavrayan that he was speaking about? It was Rabbi Lezer. And he didn't want to call, out explicitly that my Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer, is my friend. Another pshat is, because as we said earlier in the shir, it's not explicit anyway that Rabbi Lezer can be understood as the Tan of our Mishnah. So that's why he didn't say it explicitly. And the last pshat that I saw is that he could have said that it's Rebbe Lezer. But as we just said a minute ago, Rebbe Lezer was his Rebbe. And he didn't want to explicitly say that he's disagreeing with his Rebbe. Because the Rebbe said it's only going to follow the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, not Rebbe Yeshua. But he found somebody else that also explained that Mishnah on his, that the Mishnah that way, and that was Rabbi Baba Chana. And therefore, he was preferable to say that I'm not in agreement with Rabbi Baba Chana, who wasn't his Rebbe, versus to say that it was Rebbe Lezer, and he's disagreeing with Rebbe Lezer. And I saw based on this, most interestingly, that the Paiskim suggest that we know there's a very important halacha, a kala omer David b'shem omrei mevi geula l'olam. You're supposed to say things in the name of whom you heard it. But let's say you heard it halacha from your father, you heard halacha from your Rebbe, but you're not going to agree with your father and your Rebbe. And this halacha was also said by somebody else. So instead of, says the Cheshukei Chemed, instead of repeating it in the name of your father or Rebbe, and then saying, well, and I don't agree with them, rather say it in the name of someone else, where it's much less of a concern that you're going to disagree with them. So again, says the Gemara, Amaul Chavrayin, our colleagues say that the Mishnah is speaking about Chulin Shanasa Ataras HaKadosh, and as we began this shir, and if that's the way we're going to explain the Mishnah, it's not consistent with Rabbi Shua. And he says, "V'ano Amina, I'm going to show that it's even following the opinion of Rabbi Shua." And even though Rabbi Shua said his din by Chulin Shanasa Taras Atrumas, which led us to say that he only holds it that way by Chulin Shanasa Taras Atruma, and not by Chulin Shanasa Atrumas HaKadosh, says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand Rabbi Shua's opinion. Rather, the way to understand Rabbi Shua's opinion is Loi Mebaya Kama. And Rabbi Shua is saying like this, Loi Mebaya, certainly by Chulin Shanasa Taras HaKadosh, the Chamiri that are treated more stringently, that the Aloch is, their Aloch is, this Bashlishi, and why are they more stringent? Because, as we said in our previous Shurim, by Kodesh, it goes up to Shlishi to make a Ravi Tomei. Ella fil chun shenas taras truma, which as we learned, shlishi of truma cannot make a revi. Still, even though chun shenas taras truma are not treated as severely as chun shenas taras kodesh, nami is by shlishi the halacha that we're learning will apply there. Says the Gemara, who was that said this? That man chavrayu, who was the one that said that our Mishnah is not able to be following the opinion of Rabbi Shua, says the Gemara, it was Rabbi Baba Chana, and I say that it can't follow the opinion of Rabbi Shua. And the Gemara explains, Omer Rabbi Baba Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my had Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua Adadi. We began the Shia today with a Machloikus or Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, and the Gemara delves into that Machloikus. Omer Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, Metzino Oichel, Chomer Man Oichel. We find that eating in halacha is treated more strictly than the food itself. What is the proof? If somebody has the nevela of a kosher dead bird, not in the person's body, lama tamei, and you come in contact with that, you won't be tamei. Vilo oichla, but if you eat nevelus oiftar, then we know that you become tamei, a very serious tamei, that begodim abes ablio. If you have that nevela of the kosher bird in your mouth, you become tamei. So says Rebbe Lezer, and therefore he said, when I said at the beginning of the shir that a rishon makes a rishon and a sheni makes a shlishi, because we're talking about somebody who's eating, and eating is a higher level of tumah. Rishua says, we don't learn from the nevelas oiftar that the person who eats it should be treated in the same level as the food itself, because this whole din of nevelas oiftar chiddushu. It's a very interesting chiddush, because whenever we normally speak about tumah, we speak about tumah that you could see and touch. When they're absorbed by the body, that's called tumah beis hasdarim. Something that's in your body is not normally tumah. Nevelas oiftar is only tumah, as we just said, when it's in your body. If you touch a nevelas oiftar, you won't be tumah. And therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, the whole halacha of nevelas oiftar is a chiddush, a gzeiras hakasav, which is a chiddush. And therefore, we can't learn from there to other cases of tumah and saying that just like there, there's halacha like this. Here too, we can halacha like that. The Achrayim says that the. So again, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that somebody who eats tamei food should get the same degree of tumah as the food itself. Since we see by nevelas oiftar, somebody who eats tamei food becomes even more tamei than the food, because the food can't convey tumah when you touch it, and when you eat it, the whole person and his clothing becomes tamei. Yeshua says it's a chiddush. Tol Allah and nevelas oiftar is a chiddush. We don't learn from a chiddush. So the Sefer Asfin Daraisa explains what is the basis of the machloikus of Elazar and Yeshua. There's a machloik, we just learned, and everybody disagrees that there's a loch of nevelas oiftar. But what type of tumah it is, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua considers it tumas nagiyah. Just normally, tumas nagiyah means you touch the actual food. And here it's touched by touching your throat. And therefore, it's a very unique halacha. Rabbi Lezer says that this is a regular tumas negiya and the tumas achila. And what we're learning from here is that this is the way to treat tumas achila, that the oichel is kamachal. If that's the case, says Rabbi Lezer, there's no chiddush. This is the halacha of tumas achila in all cases. And therefore, we have here a fundamental machloikus, what type of tumah is tumas achilas neiftar, and the Asfin Daraisa says that this is clearly a tumas achila. Not all achroinim agree. Many suggest the Stipler I saw says, and he says that that's the opinion of Reb Chaim and the Chazanish, that it's a tumas maga and not a tumas achila, but it's a tumas maga that has a unique rule that the maga has to be in your throat. Ella, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua continues to make his point. He says, I prove that the eating is more chomer than the food. The food becomes tamei as soon as you have a shir beya. As we've discussed in previous shurim, there's a machloikis. What does that mean? Rashi says, in order for food to transmit tumah to other food, it has to be the size of a kebeya. But in order to be makabel tumah, it doesn't have to be the size of a kebeya. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and Rabbeinu Tam says that not only could food not transmit tumah when it's less than a kebeya, that he holds it can't even mekabel tuma when it's less than a kebaya. So he says, "Matzinu shemachel chama meraychol." The food is stricter than the eating. The machel is kebaya. Oichol did not tamei adoch kachatzi pras, as we said at the beginning of the shir. And Cain, he says, therefore, Rabbi Shua says, "Ona hechnas oich kemachel." Why will you treat somebody who? Why will you treat and say that they're on the same level? There's no precedent to say that it should be on the same level. If you eat a Rishon, you'll become a Rishon, etc. And Rabbi Lezer, how does he reply to Rabbi Shua? Says, "Tumah mishurim loy gamrinin." The halacha of shurim, I saw that the Mefarshim explained, is not a concept of kula v'chumra. It's a concept of a din. And therefore, it's not to be viewed as a kula v'chumra. Says the Gemara v'oid, the recha ta'ata oimer al rishin, that is, you say if somebody eats an oichel, which is a rishin l'tuma, not you become a sheni, yofa ta oimer. But you also said, and we said we were going to focus on this, that if somebody eats a sheni, then the halacha is, he becomes a sheni, lama. In other words, if you, says Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Yeshua, want to be consistent in your thinking, so if you're saying that a Rishon, somebody eats an oichel that's Rishon, becomes a sheni, following that line of reasoning, you should say that somebody eats a sheni, becomes a shlishi. But when you spoke about somebody eating a sheni, you were in agreement that he becomes a sheni. Says the Gemara, Yeshua says that even though I'm saying that somebody eats a rishon l'tuma, the halacha is that it becomes a sheni, because Rabbi Shua's point has been throughout the shir that the person who eats doesn't become equivalent to the food that he ate. But sinu she sheni ois sheni aidei mashkin. The halacha is that if a sheni l'tuma comes in contact with mashkin, those mashkin become a rishon. And the Mishnah Masechta Para says, "Kol ha'poysel Mishnah Perek Masechta Para Perekhes Mishnah Zayin says, Kol ha'poysel as a truma, anything that makes a truma into a shlishi, which is a sheni, betamas a mashkin, that food, if it comes in contact with sheni, becomes a rishon." So we see that there's a special rule that a sheni can make a rishon. And therefore, since a sheni can make a rishon, that's when it came in contact with food, that's why Rabbi Shua will be in agreement that when a sheni, when a person eats a sheni, he won't become a shlishi. The halach is he'll become a sheni as well. Amalai, so Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Shua, for mashkin that are a sheni, namet chilahava, they become a rishon, because there's another mishnah, kol ha'poysel b'truma, if you have a case of a sheni, mekam mashkin is tchila, that the halach is that the somebody that becomes tummy through mashkin, the halach is that they become a rishon. So if you're right, chutz mitfil yoyim, says Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Shua, if you want to follow that concept, so if somebody eats a sheni, he shouldn't become a sheni, he should become a rishon. Void, Rabbi Lezer asked Rabbi Shua, shlishi, so I understand, says Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Shua, since the halacha treats a sheni l'tuma with a certain chumrah, and that's why I could understand that the sheni makes a sheni. But I don't understand, according to you, shlishi sheni lama. Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Shua that if somebody eats a rishon, he becomes a sheni. If he eats a sheni, he becomes a sheni. Shlishi, why do you make it a sheni? Amoy, to which Rabbi Shua says to Rabbi Lezer, af ani lo imati, ella, I only said my halacha by truma. Shetaroso, when we speak about truma, tuma hi etzel kodesh. The halacha is that Chazal treated truma with certain severity. And the Kodesh is more severe than Truma. And therefore, even though somebody who's careful to treat everything like Truma, as far as Kodesh is concerned, as far as, for example, his clothing, the halacha is they're going to be considered Tameh. And therefore, since watching Truma is not equivalent as to watching Kodesh, the food that's considered a Shlishi L'Tuma, we have to be concerned, maybe as far as Kodesh, maybe it's really not, because people are not as careful with Truma as they are with Kodesh. And that's why I treat it like a Sheni. The Aloch, the Gemara explains, just Rabbi Baba Chana, in explaining this back and forth dialogue between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, we say that we don't have the concept of he's making a point that there is no concept by Rabbi Yeshua of Chulin Shanasa Taras HaKadosh. Because the fact Rabbi Lezer asked Rabbi Yeshua that why does the Shlishi become a Sheni? And he said, I only am speaking about Truma. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua is saying, I'm only making my comments my opinion by Chulin Shanasa Taras HaTruma. What's Rabbi Yeshua trying to say? That since we don't find this case by Taras Truma, not by Taras Kodesh, and therefore I have to treat Kodesh more strictly. But why didn't we say that Rabbi Yeshua is saying that we're talking about Taras, food that's treated at Taras HaKodesh? Because Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of Taras HaKodesh. And that's why, as we began the shir, the Gemara is saying, and now the Gemara is saying, this is the opinion of Rabbi Baba Chana, that our Mishnah can't be following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says his din only by Chulin Shanasa Taras HaTruma, and we're explaining our Mishnah by Chulin Shanasa Taras HaTruma. Says the Gemara, Amrav Zeira, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yochanan, Amrav Yanai, Hoyecha Shlishi Shechulin Shanasa Taras HaKodesh, if somebody eats something which is a Shlishi, Al Taras HaKodesh, Nasa Guf Hashem El Kodesh, because they're considered Tamei, and we're concerned that really they're a Sheni, and that's why somebody who eats it is treated like somebody who ate a Sheni. Eser b'zeil ravasi, shlishi Sheni l'kodesh. We said somebody eats a shlishi, becomes a Sheni l'kodesh, v'en Sheni l'truma, v'chulun shenasa taras truma. Isn't that indicating that he's only speaking about taras truma, a taras l'kodesh loy? Says the man loy. That way, Amalei Lami Baikom. The way to understand the Mishnah is, I'm saying my halacha, the way to understand this dialogue, I'm saying my halacha by Chulin Shanasa Taras HaTruma. But that's not to mean that I don't mean to say by Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh. I'm saying it by Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh as well. And if I say by Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaTruma, certainly, so will be the halacha by Chulin Shanasu Ataras HaKodesh. Says the Mara. But let's read the words of what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. He was very clear in saying that I'm only speaking about Truma and not Kodesh and not Chulin Shanasu Ataras HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, I'm a Roy Nineveh, I leave the Rabbi Yochanan. There has to be a machloikis. There's a machloikis what Rabbi Yeshua was speaking about. According to Rabbi Bechana, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha only by Chulin Shanasu Taras HaTruma and not by Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh. Whereas Rabbi Asi's opinion is that Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha even by Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh, that Rabbi Yeshua, said his halacha even by Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh.